Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 33. This chapter has 22 psukim in it. This chapter is a particularly happy one. David calls upon the most skilled musicians to play their 10-string instrument to Hashem, and emphatically urges the tzaddikim and Am Yisrael to shiru lo shir chadash, sing a brand new song to God. Throughout this psalm, David primarily relates four qualities that show God's vast awesomeness. 1, God's kindness and justice that fills the earth. 2, God having created the earth. 3, his unlimited power over the world's inhabitants. And 4, his role as a judge, overseeing people's conduct and judging them accordingly. It's important to point out that David's praises of God are really twofold. On one hand, he expresses God's greatness in relation to the world, but on the other hand, David also explains that God interacts with the world. In other words, God is so big, he even cares about you. It's not that God is seemingly some force that exists beyond the world in the sky above. God also fills the earth, interacts with the world, and is right there with you, deeply caring about all your actions, waiting for you to reach out to him. This is what the Kabbalah calls God is Sovev V'Malei Kol Almin. Hashem surrounds and fills all the world, which essentially means God's presence is not only found outside the world, but his presence completely fills and is inside all the worlds. Practically speaking, it's important to see this, because coming close to God doesn't mean you have to go outside yourself and reach some far-off destination, as if you're trying to reach some unattainable goal. Rather, it means you can look within yourself, to your own wisdom, and connection to Hashem, to see how God is manifesting himself through you, realizing your own innate health, your inborn wisdom, and capabilities. The byproduct of seeing God is working through you is you become more resilient in your everyday life to navigate whatever challenges you may find yourself up against. In verse 12, David expresses how lucky is the Jewish nation that Hashem has chosen us to be his own. David ends this parak with relating God's eyes are on those who fear him, who trust in the goodness of God, and ask God to show his chesed to those who desire him. In Pasuk 2 and 3 it says, Hodu l'Adonai b'chinor b'nevel asor zamrulo, shiru lo shir chadash, heniva nagim b'sirua. Praise the Lord with the lyre, with the 10-stringed harp, sing to him a new song, play sweetly with shouts of joy. For starters, we see David was encouraging us to play music and to sing to God. In specific, the Nevel Asur, 10-string instruments. I like to point out, as we've seen many times throughout the Shirim, the number 10 keeps coming up throughout Tehillim. As Rashi in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph in Tehillim explains, Tehillim was written in accordance to the 10 elders and the 10 different types of music. The Gemara in Erechin 13b states, the harp in the Beis HaMikdash had 7 strings. The harp during the times of Mashiach will have 8 strings, and the harp in the world to come, which is after Tchiyas HaMeisim, resurrection of the dead, will have 10 strings. It's also explained in the Arizal that we have Asara Minei Defikin, 10 different types of heartbeats or pulses. These heartbeats correspond to the 10 different types of music and happiness. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman explains, when a person is lacking in their simcha, they're also lacking in their heartbeat, which can make them sick, chas v'shalom. As we all know, when you're feeling not happy, you tend to be more lethargic and unmotivated. But when we're happy, we feel our life force and vitality coming back. We feel renewed energy to take responsibility and accomplish whatever we'd like to. That's because when we're connected to simcha, which corresponds to our pulse, we get our blood going again and are operating optimally. Therefore, David urges us to sing to Hashem. Don't be scared or embarrassed. You can do it. No one needs to hear you. Singing a nigun is certainly great advice to cheer yourself up and give yourself a little bit more energy. Perhaps this is why David sang this song about the 10-stringed harp that will be played in the world to come. Because after the resurrection of the dead, all death will end forever. The lame will walk, the blind will see. The cast-aside nation of Am Yisrael will come singing and dancing in Yerushalayim, when all sadness and depression will run away, with eternal happiness resting upon our heads. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.